The Wounded Warrior Mentor Program matches veterans to wounded warriors who are returning from Afghanistan and Iraq. The program has 550 volunteers who mostly are amputees at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda, Maryland. The idea is to help the wounded with their futures. The mentors teach them how to file for benefits, build a resume, even find jobs. Joining us now live is Hank Kenny, a volunteer and organizer with the Wounded Warrior Program. Mr. Kenny, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for being here.
So tell us a little bit about the background of the program. How long has it existed, and where does it primarily take place?
Okay. The program was begun back in 2004 by a group of officers from the retired officers from the wounded class of 1958 from West Point. And it rapidly expanded to the point where now we've serviced over 550 wounded warriors on a one-on-one basis, but as providing one mentor for one individual wounded soldier, Marine, or airman, or sailor. And we provide them this help at both at Walter Reed Army Medical Center and Bethesda Naval, Fort Meade, and Fort Belvoir, the four area hospitals.
So how long does a mentorship last? If you are assigned a wounded warrior, how long would you be his mentor?
It lasts as long as it takes. And usually the average time at Walter Reed, for example, is about 11 months right now while they're in the hospital. But it takes the average time of recuperation. But then it continues after that. If they leave to go back home to, say, Oshkosh, Wisconsin, we find them a follow-on mentor who will work with them back in their hometown. We guarantee them we'll try to get somebody within 50 miles from where they live to act as a follow-on mentor.
Unfortunately, yeah. I imagine it's probably harder to find the mentors than it is to find the wounded warriors.
Well, it is, but there's a lot of people that love to volunteer. And what we do require is that they have military experience, because the wounded warriors really relate to that. That's their world, and they really relate well to people with military experience. But in addition to that, we like people who have had other job experience, especially successful second careers.
I wanted to ask about that, because if you mentor someone who's coming back from the battlefield, right, and you have that battlefield experience, I guess there's a connection that maybe those of us in the civilian world would never understand.
Right. That's absolutely correct. For example, I'm an amputee myself from the Vietnam War, and I used to go into the wards and as a peer visitor to talk to the wounded soldiers. And basically, my motive was to show them there's life after an amputation, try to inspire them, so to speak. But in actual fact, they inspire me. They're such a terrific group of young Americans, and they're dedicated to the service. They're dedicated to this country. And so I'm really impressed with the quality of young Americans that we have.
So tell us how the mentorships tend to work. What happens? How does the introduction get made? And how does the bonding take place? Because I imagine there's a little bit of meshing of gears that has to take place.
We have a rather strong team of people that run this operation from the top. And what we do is we recruit mentors, and we have them fill out a form with their personal information on it. We also then interview the wounded warriors for an hour in detail with a lot of their personal information. Then we have a matchmaker, and the matchmaker matches someone who may have been in the same unit, who may have been from the same hometown, or some other common interest. He matches them with the wounded warrior, so you try to get a good match then, and then that wounded warrior the mentor will stick with the wounded warrior for the duration of their time in the hospital, and then, if as I said before, if necessary, have a follow-on mentor at their hometown.
We are talking with Hank Kenny. He's a volunteer and organizer with the Wounded Warrior Mentor Program. And before we started this interview off the air, we were asking you about your military experience. You are a retired Army major.
That's right. I served in the Army from 1961 through 1973. I was actually wounded in the Tet Offensive of 1968. And then subsequently medically retired from the service. So I have a lot in common with the wounded warriors, and I really make an effort to try to reach out to them.
So based on your experience then and now, you probably notice a big difference in the attitude of the nation toward those returning from the different conflicts.
Absolutely. On the one hand, the wounds of the wounded warriors today are much more serious than they were, for example, in Vietnam. Mm-hmm. The average wounded warrior has 2.7 wounds. That might mean one leg off, an arm off, and shrapnel in his chest. So the wounds are much more severe, but the care is much better. The medical care is much better, and as you say, the welcoming that they get upon return home is much better. There are many more other organizations besides ours that help the wounded warriors, and we try to refer them to these organizations when it's appropriate.
And so how do you measure the conclusion of the mentorship? When does it, is it when the person, when the warrior himself gets a job, or...
Right. Right. We try to broaden their perspective and to make be all they can be in the old Army phrase. And that means that we push education, we push internships, and we push jobs. And those are the three main things. And particularly education. And that might not mean college. It may mean a technical education, such as an electrician or something like that. But something that will help them develop their own careers outside of the military. And if they want to stay in the military, which about 20% of them at Walter Reed do, then we encourage them in that direction as well.
How did you get involved in this program? We have a lot of military personnel, retired military personnel right. listening, including members of my own family.
Right.
They might want to know how to get involved. How did
right.
you do it?
If someone has military experience and they're keenly interested in this, they could contact me. Or Lee Miller, who is the director of the program. And I can be reached at kennyh@cna.org.
And we'll have that at our website, federalnewsradio.com.
Right.
We keep speaking about, well, I guess I'm just old enough to keep referring to he returning, but there's a lot of females, women returning from combat yes. and so forth. What percentage of the program of Wounded Warriors involves women?
Well, I don't know the exact percentage of women, but we have quite a few women who have been severely wounded in both Iraq and Afghanistan. And we try to do it, for the most part, they prefer a female of a woman to be their mentor. And so we have plenty of women in the program, and we try to assign them. It's not always the case, but for the most part, women to women. And we serve all branches of service, all genders. And so that's the way it works.
And I was going to ask, what do you do if you find that there's not really a good fit? But I think I want to turn that question around and say, what do you do when you find that the mentorship is over? Do you feel a sense of, I don't know, emptiness, like you missed the guy?
Well, that's very true. I mean, I personally have mentored a number of people. We all have that have gone off to universities and have gotten their degrees, and some of them have come back actually to serve as mentors themselves.
Oh.
For example, one of our mentors was wounded in Iraq in Fallujah in 2004. It just came back and is now serving as one of our mentors for the other young men who are being wounded. So that gives you a great sense of satisfaction.
And so what's ahead for the program? What's your future for the program?
Well, we're continuing to service the four area hospitals here. We're also helping set up programs outside of this area. For example, Lee Miller, who directs the program, and I will be traveling to Colorado to help set up a program out in Colorado in conjunction with USO this coming week.